This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni won a decisive re-election victory Saturday, but his main rival Bobi Wine has alleged widespread fraud and said citizens should reject the result. According to Uganda's Electoral Commission, Museveni won 5.85 million votes, or almost 59%, while Wine had 3.48 million votes, or 34.8%. In a speech Saturday night, Museveni thanked supporters for what he called a peaceful election.
And I congratulate you for turning up in big numbers and voting for the candidates and for the parties of your choice.
Museveni campaigned for another term, arguing his long experience in office makes him a good leader and promising to keep delivering stability and progress. The 38-year-old Wine galvanized young Ugandans with his calls for political change and pledged to end what he called dictatorship and widespread corruption. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union Party on Saturday chose Armin Laschet, the governor of Germany's most populous state, as its new leader. The decision comes ahead of September's election, where voters will decide who becomes the new chancellor. Laschet defeated Friedrich Merz, a conservative and one-time Merkel rival, at an online convention of the Christian Democratic Union. Saturday's vote is not the final word on who will run as the center-right candidate for chancellor in September, but Laschet will either run for chancellor or will have a big say in who does. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched on Saturday one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
India launched one of the world's largest vaccination campaigns through video conferencing on Saturday, aiming to bring the pandemic under control. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed health workers.
India is going to start the world's largest vaccination drive. I congratulate the countrymen for this.
Modi will not immediately take the vaccine himself, as India is initially prioritizing 30 million nurses, doctors, and others on the front line. About 270 million over 50s or those deemed high risk will follow. India has reported the highest number of coronavirus infections after the United States. The country wants to vaccinate around 300 million people with two doses in the first 6 to 8 months of the year.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. President-elect Joe Biden says science will always be at the forefront of his administration, so he's elevating the post of science advisor to cabinet level. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Eric Lander, a pioneer in mapping the human genome, is in line to direct the Office of Science and Technology Policy and serve as science advisor. Biden's also retaining Dr. Frances Collins as director of the National Institutes of Health, and he's naming two prominent female scientists to co-chair the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology: Caltech's Frances Arnold, who won the 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, and MIT Vice President for Research Maria Zuber. Biden says the team will ensure everything his administration does is grounded in science, facts, and the truth. Ben Thomas, Washington.
State media says Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has conducted a drill using anti-warship ballistic missiles in the Indian Ocean. Saturday's exercise took place amid heightened tensions over Iran's nuclear program and a U.S. pressure campaign against the Islamic Republic. In recent weeks, Iran has increased its military drills and begun enriching uranium closer to weapons-grade levels. The United States has sent bombers, an aircraft carrier, and a nuclear submarine into the region. A group of Nepalese climbers on Saturday became the first to scale K2, the second highest summit on the planet, in winter. Four teams and about 60 climbers were on K2 this season, more in total than all the previous expeditions put together. The Nepalese team of 10 formed from members of other teams. K2 is only 200 meters shorter than Mount Everest, and it is considered one of the most dangerous summits to reach in winter. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.